Yeah, so it's that's a thing. That's what I do. I've played with the Radio Shack speakers, and I like the powered ones myself. I've got a couple of those, and because sometimes I'll just stuff them underneath the seat. Well, you know, you're dealing with the frequency response. You know, shifts downward quite dramatically. Or I should say, you know, what you can hear. You know, all the highs are attenuated and it gets muffled. But you know, so you really gotta drive them hard. So those powered speakers work real nice for that. But yeah, if you can get them up and, you know, firing at you, you know, those any external speakers sound fantastic. The Radio Shacks are no exception. I like the Motorola, the classic Motorola. I use, you know, one. I've got tons of them, and you know, but I use the Motorola's when I need a external speaker, and they do sound very good. But they're big, you know. There's no hide nose. They're not tiny speakers. As far as your case goes, Dakota, if you have to go to that, I want to look into a couple of things. There was a company that used to sell a speaker that was designed to go in your headrest, and you know, you would you know, forgo up by your headrest, and I'd have to look. Did it flip over? Did you have to, like, somehow find a way? You know, most headrests don't unzip, you know, and, you know, if they did, you know, you could slip something underneath. But, you know, you get one up there around your headrest or something, you know, then it's right there, man. You've got, you're golden.